I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A bill that would allow Georgia to sidestep some federal health care rules associated with the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid is now on the governor's desk. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the passage of the bill Monday.
SB 106 would allow Governor Brian Kemp to seek waivers that could expand health care access for some low and middle class Georgians. Kemp says he'd like consultants to look at the state's health care system to see exactly which groups are lacking adequate coverage and could best use the access afforded by the waivers.
We're trying to let innovative people do innovative things to an old government program.
But House Minority Leader Bob Trammell said he's heard promises about waivers being the solution and doesn't buy it.
And it ends without Georgians who we could cover as a legislative body today not getting health care coverage.
Trammell and other Democrats say full Medicaid expansion is the best way to cover the most Georgians. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Yesterday, the Georgia House nearly unanimously approved a Senate bill that will allow telecommunications companies to place next-generation wireless antennas closer to neighborhoods and business districts. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports telecom companies worked with municipal and county leaders for months to negotiate deals that will keep antennas out of sight or hidden in place in historic areas on decorative utility poles. Georgia lawmakers are considering a number of pilot programs to increase transportation options, especially in rural areas. One program would help unemployed people who need a ride to find and keep a job, including subsidizing public transportation in 22 counties with the lowest average income. Another part of House Bill 511 would offer private companies tax credits for helping workers pay for transportation. Sales tax revenue from taxi and limousine services would pay for the projects. Critics tell the AJC ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber should also be taxed. The House bill must clear the Senate Transportation Committee before going to the full Senate for a vote. And Georgia's First Lady, Marty Kemp, has named a Delta Airlines executive to her newly created commission to combat human trafficking. According to the AJC, Allison Osband will represent the airline as part of the Georgians for Refuge, Action, Compassion, and Education, or GRACE, Commission. Kemp says Delta is leading the way when it comes to training employees to detect signs of human trafficking. The First Lady plans to name more experts to the GRACE Commission in the coming weeks. And President Trump's declaration of an emergency in pursuit of a border wall at the U.S.-Mexico border may mean money set aside for other defense construction may go to the wall instead. As GPP's Grant Blankenship reports, that includes a number of Georgia projects.
The Georgia military projects that could be put on hold by the Department of Defense to help build the wall total just over $250 million. Topping the list is the $99 million earmarked for the Cybersecurity Center at Fort Gordon near Augusta, one of the biggest pieces of economic development in that city for some time. Projects across every branch of the military except the Coast Guard, from air traffic control to vehicle maintenance bays, fill out the list. There's no guarantee that the projects will stall. A note on the list from the Department of Defense points out that should the president's 2020 budget pass as delivered to Congress, none of the projects would lose funding. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks will be in New Orleans tonight to take on the Pelicans. Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 8 o'clock. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, at GPB News.